All right, so get this AI in warfare. It's not just some sci-fi movie plot anymore. This is like real-world tech that's actually changing how battles are being fought right now. And, you've sent us a whole bunch of articles and reports, even some international perspectives and all this. So clearly you want to like really get a handle on what's happening.
Yeah, it seems like people are really interested in this one. And
Absolutely.
what I think is so interesting is how much it goes beyond like that killer robots thing. You know, it's
Right.
AI is so woven into how modern militaries work. It's like we're watching this fundamental shift in the nature of war itself.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And to kind of make sure we're covering what's most useful for you guys listening, let's start with maybe some like concrete examples.
Right.
You've probably heard of the MQ-9 Reaper drone, right?
Yeah.
But did you know that it uses AI for target analysis?
Oh, wow.
Like an algorithm is helping decide which targets are the most important.
Yeah.
That raises some serious questions, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It does. And while that whole kill web thing, you know, that system for AI-controlled missile targeting,
Right.
it might sound like pure science fiction
Yeah.
to some people. It highlights this very real trend that's happening.
Yeah.
Countries like the U.S. are pouring billions of dollars into AI upgrades for their drones.
Wow.
And China is aggressively pursuing autonomous weapons. It's like this race to a future that's both really exciting and concerning at the same time.
It is, yeah. It's like a double-edged sword, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got this like potential AI arms race kind of heating up. But
Right.
before we like dive into all the what ifs and all that,
Huh?
let's step back for a second and look at the bigger picture.
Yep.
AI isn't just about replacing soldiers on the battlefield, right?
No, it's not.
It's changing pretty much every aspect of how wars are fought and even how we prepare for them.
It is. It really is. It's
Yeah,
like,
crazy.
imagine AI command control systems that are analyzing all this battlefield data in real time. It'd be like having a supercomputer whispering strategic advice in a commander's ear,
Right.
taking into account everything like troop movements and enemy positions and the terrain and the weather.
It's wild.
And then you've got the training side of things.
Yeah.
Think about ultra-realistic virtual environments where soldiers can train and hone their
Oh,
skills
wow.
without any real-world risk.
Like a video game almost.
Yeah, it's like stepping into a video game, but it's for learning how to do combat.
Right, but with much higher stakes.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's not just about virtual training, though, right?
Well,
It's about AI actually tailoring those training programs to each individual soldier, like their strengths and weaknesses, finding the most efficient way to get them better. This kind of personalization is insane.
And then you've got the intelligence gathering too,
Right.
what they call ISR, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance.
Okay.
AI is acting as this ultimate spy,
Right.
essentially, sifting through mountains of data from satellites and sensors and pulling out the really important information that maybe a human analyst would miss.
It's like having a million eyes in the sky.
Yeah, it really
And
is.
we've got AI playing strategist, coach, and spy.
Yeah.
It's like having this superpowered assistant for war.
It's true.
But I have to ask,
Yeah.
is this really making war less deadly, like some people claim? Or is it creating these new and potentially even more dangerous ways to fight?
Yeah, is the big question, isn't it?
It is.
And it leads us straight into the darker side of all this.
Right.
Because for all the potential benefits, the risks involved with this technology are significant.
Yeah.
And frankly, they're keeping a lot of experts up at night.
So let's flip the script then.
Okay.
Let's talk about those risks.
Okay.
What are the things that have people, like, let's say Henry Kissinger, worried?
Well, for starters, even the most advanced AI is still software.
Right.
And software can malfunction. So imagine a glitch or a bug or just some unexpected behavior from an AI system
Oh, wow.
right in the middle of a military operation. The consequences could be really bad.
Yeah, that's a chilling thought. A simple error in an algorithm could lead to like civilian casualties, friendly fire, even like accidentally escalating a conflict into something much bigger.
Exactly.
And then there's the question of who's responsible.
Right.
If an AI makes a fatal mistake, who's to blame?
That's a huge concern.
Yeah.
It's the erosion of accountability.
Right.
Is it the programmer,
Right.
the commander,
Right.
the politician who signed off on it?
Yeah, it gets really blurry really
It
fast.
does.
Yeah.
And then there's the potential for manipulation.
Ooh, yeah.
What if an enemy hacks into one of our systems and feeds it false information,
Right.
or even turns it against us?
Yeah.
That's not just a Hollywood plot anymore.
No.
That's a real possibility.
It's like something out of a cyber thriller.
Yeah.
But with real world stakes.
Exactly. And this all feeds back into that AI arms race we were talking about earlier.
Right.
Countries trying to develop even more powerful AI.
Right.
Trying to one up each other.
Right.
And it could easily spin out of control.
Yeah. That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
So yeah. This is where things get tricky.
It is.
Because even if we could solve those technical problems, the glitches, the vulnerabilities, we're still left with this huge ethical dilemma.
We are.
Should we be delegating the decision to kill to machines?
That's a big one.
It is. It's a heavy question.
Yeah.
And it's one that's being debated right now at the highest levels.
It is.
You know, people like Kissinger argue that human judgment has to be at the core of military decision making.
Right.
We can't just hand over life and death choices to algorithms,
right,
no matter how smart they get.
Yeah. And there's this real worry that relying on AI could actually make war more likely.
Interesting.
You know, if we think the risks are lower if it becomes a game of algorithms instead of a clash of soldiers, will nations be more willing to resort to violence?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's
so, it's,
those are some really profound questions.
Yeah.
But it's not all doom and gloom, right?
No, it's not.
The good news is that the international community is starting to see these dangers.
They are.
You know, the UN, for example, has been holding all these discussions on law Ws, lethal autonomous weapons systems.
Right.
And just last year, the General Assembly passed a resolution acknowledging the potential dangers and calling for more discussion and action.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
It is. It's a sign that the world is paying attention.
Yeah.
That we're not just sleepwalking into this AI-powered future.
Right.
Without thinking about the consequences.
We need to be having these conversations.
Exactly. And it's not just the UN.
Right. No, it's not.
There are scientists, tech experts, even celebrities who are speaking out about the potential dangers of AI and warfare.
Yeah.
Remember that open letter from the Future of Life Institute?
Oh, yeah.
Signed by Stephen Hawking and a bunch of other really smart people.
It was a big deal.
It was. That really helped get this conversation going.
It did. And that conversation is continuing.
Yeah.
Just earlier this year in February, 90 countries met in The Hague for the REM conference.
Okay.
That's responsible AI in the military.
Gotcha.
And it's a sign that governments and military leaders and tech experts are all starting to come together to deal with these ethical challenges of AI.
So it seems like we're at a crossroads. We are this incredibly powerful technology with the potential to completely change how we fight wars.
It's true.
But we're also starting to realize that we need to be really careful about how we develop and use it.
We do. We do. And that's where things start to get really interesting.
Okay.
Because the future of AI and warfare isn't just about the technology.
Right.
It's about us.
Yeah.
It's about our choices, our values, our willingness to face the ethical implications of what we're creating.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here, but there's still so much more to explore.
There is.
So let's dive into some real-world examples of AI in action next.
Okay.
And then we can really get into the nitty-gritty of how things could go wrong, even with the best intentions.
Sounds good. Let's do it. So we talked about AI's potential.
Right.
But you flagged some real-world cases that are a bit concerning.
Yeah, for sure.
Particularly with autonomous weapons.
Uh-huh.
Let's unpack those.
Yeah, the reports you sent on those incidents are pretty disturbing.
Sure.
One that really stood out was that drone strike in Redacted,
right,
where an AI system misidentified a group of civilians as a hostile force.
That one was tough.
It was really bad, and it just shows you how easy it is for things to go wrong.
It does. It really underscores the risk of unintended consequences.
Yeah.
Even with the best algorithms, you know, there's always a chance for error.
Yeah.
Especially in those like really complex environments like a battlefield.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder, how do you even program an AI to like understand the nuance of a situation like that?
Yeah.
Like to tell the difference between a combatant and a civilian who just happens to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's the core challenge, isn't it?
It is.
Trying to translate human ethics and judgment into lines of code.
Right.
It's so complex.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole question of bias, too.
Oh, right.
AI systems are trained on these huge data sets.
Right.
And those data sets can contain biases that already exist in the real world.
So if the data used to train an AI contains biases, let's say against a certain ethnic group, the AI could end up replicating those biases.
Exactly.
And that could lead to really bad outcomes.
It could. And that brings up the whole issue of accountability again.
Right.
If an AI makes a mistake, who's responsible?
Yeah, who takes the blame?
Right. Is it the programmer?
Uh-huh.
Is it the commander who deployed the system?
Right.
The politician who authorized its use?
It's like a game of hot potato.
It is. It really is. And that lack of accountability makes it even harder to learn from those mistakes and make sure they don't happen again.
That's a good point. And this is where all the talk about human control comes in.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of experts say we need rules and regulations to make sure that humans always have the final say when it comes to using force.
Essentially making sure that it's still a human who's responsible for taking a life.
Exactly.
And this is a major sticking point when it comes to LawDubbies.
Right. Lethal autonomous weapon systems.
Right.
The people who are against LawJuice say we need to draw a line in the sand.
Yeah.
And say no to any weapon system that can choose and attack targets without a human being involved.
They're arguing that letting machines make life or death decisions is crossing a moral boundary. And it could have terrible consequences.
It's like outsourcing the decision to go to war to machines.
It is. It's a scary thought.
It is. It really is. But it's not all bad news, is it?
No, not necessarily. The good news is that these conversations are happening.
Right.
We talked about the UN resolutions and the REAM conference.
Right.
Those are signs that people are starting to see the potential dangers.
Yeah.
And they're trying to find solutions.
So the idea is to maybe create some kind of international rules to govern how AI is used in warfare, like we have for nuclear weapons.
Some experts think we need a global treaty that bans all WSS altogether. Similar to the treaties we have for chemical and biological weapons.
Gotcha.
Others think we need to focus on regulations that ensure meaningful human control and accountability.
Yeah, it's a complicated issue.
It is. There are a lot of different perspectives and interests.
Right, but at least people are taking it seriously.
They are. And it's important to remember that AI isn't good or evil.
Sure.
It's a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it could be used for good or bad.
That's a great point.
The choices we make now, the rules we put in place, those will determine how this technology shapes the future of warfare.
And the future of humanity.
Exactly.
So what about us,
the
average person? What can we do to get involved in this conversation?
Well, first, stay informed.
Yeah.
Read articles.
Uh-huh.
Listen to podcasts like this one.
Of course.
And talk about the ethical side of all this.
Yeah.
The more people understand the issues, the more pressure we can put on our leaders to make responsible rules.
So it's about raising awareness.
Yes.
Asking questions. Right? Demanding accountability.
Exactly. You can also support organizations that are working on this.
Okay.
Like the Future of Life Institute.
Right.
Or the Campaign to Stop Killer Robots.
Right.
Those groups are doing important work.
So it's about being an active citizen.
It is.
Using your voice to shape the future.
Because the choices we make now will have consequences for years to come.
Absolutely. And that's why we need to be having these conversations now. While we still have time to steer AI in a direction, that benefits everyone.
Absolutely. All right, so we've covered a lot.
We have.
We talked about the potential benefits of AI in warfare.
Right.
The risks, the ethical dilemmas.
Yeah.
And the efforts to regulate this technology.
Right.
But there's one last thing I want to touch on.
Okay.
Culture and perception.
Oh, that's interesting. We often talk about AI in a very abstract way.
We do.
But how we understand this technology is influenced by things like sci-fi and movies.
It is.
Even our own experiences with technology.
It's true. We've been conditioned to think about AI in these extreme ways.
Right.
Either it's a utopian dream or it's a dystopian nightmare where robots take over.
Like Terminator.
Yeah, exactly. But the reality is often much more ordinary.
Right. It's the stuff that recommends products to us online.
Exactly.
Well,
or filters spam from your inbox.
Right. It's the stuff that makes our lives easier,
but
doesn't really make us worry about a robot uprising.
Oh, but then there's that other side of it.
Yeah. Right. The AI that's being developed for the military. The stuff that operates in those really intense situations where a mistake could be catastrophic.
And that's where it gets a little creepy.
It does.
Because even though this AI isn't sentient, it can still make decisions that have a huge impact on people's lives.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this so important.
Yeah.
We need to be having these conversations now.
Right.
Before it's too late.
Before we lose control.
Exactly. We need to be thinking about the ethics. the risks,
yeah,
the safeguards,
right,
to make sure AI is used responsibly.
On and off the battlefield.
Exactly. It's not just about preventing a robot apocalypse.
Right.
It's about making sure AI aligns with our values,
yes,
promotes peace, and benefits everyone.
It's about making sure AI is a tool for good.
Yes.
Not a weapon of destruction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a future we can all help create.
How?
By staying informed, engaging in these conversations.
And demanding accountability from our leaders.
So as we wrap up,
yeah,
I want to leave you with one last thought.
Okay.
We talked about the dangers of AI, unintended consequences, loss of human control, an AI arms race.
Yeah.
But what if the most dangerous thing about AI isn't any of that?
What do you mean?
What if the real danger is that AI makes war too easy?
That's a really good point.
If war becomes just pushing buttons,
right,
letting algorithms fight for us,
uh-huh,
do we become detached from the human cost?
Yeah.
Will we be more likely to resort to violence?
It's possible.
Will we forget about diplomacy and negotiation?
It's a scary thought.
It is. It really is.
And it should make us want to be even more careful.
Yeah.
To make sure AI promotes peace, not war.
We have a responsibility to shape this technology.
We do.
To guide its development, to make sure it serves us.
And not the other way around.
So keep asking questions, keep learning.
Yeah.
Keep pushing for a future where AI is a force for good.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny, as we've been talking, I keep thinking about that point you made about AI being a spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
A continuum.
Uh-huh.
It's not just one thing, right?
No, it's not. And I think that's where a lot of the confusion comes from.
Yeah.
You see those headlines? You see those headlines, you know, AI beats chess champion or AI writes poetry.
Right.
And people just assume we're about to have some big sci-fi singularity.
Right. Like AI suddenly becomes super intelligent.
Yeah.
And takes over the world.
Exactly. But it doesn't really work like that, does it?
Not.
AI is a bunch of different tools and techniques.
It's okay.
Each one has its own strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, most of the AI we use every day is pretty boring.
Right.
It's the stuff that filters your spam.
Right.
Or gives you shopping recommendations.
It's the stuff that makes life a little easier, but doesn't exactly make you worry about a robot uprising.
Exactly. But then there's that other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
The AI for the military. That's designed for these high-stakes situations,
uh-huh,
where a mistake could be really bad.
And that's where things get a bit more unsettling.
It does.
Because even though this AI isn't sentient or anything,
right,
it can still make decisions that impact human lives.
Yeah, and that's what makes these conversations so important.
Absolutely.
We need to have them now.
Right.
Before this technology gets too powerful.
Before we lose control.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need to think about the ethical implications, the potential risks.
Yeah.
The safeguards we need.
Right.
To make sure AI is used responsibly.
On and off the battlefield.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just about some robot apocalypse.
Right.
It's about using AI in a way that aligns with our values.
Right.
That promotes peace.
Uh-huh.
And that ultimately benefits humanity.
It's about making sure AI is a tool for good.
Yeah.
Not a weapon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we can all help create that future.
Yeah.
By staying informed.
Okay.
Having these conversations and making sure our leaders are accountable.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
I want to leave everyone with one last thought.
Very sure.
We've talked about all the dangers of AI in warfare.
Uh-huh.
The unintended consequences.
Right.
Losing control in AI arms race.
Right.
But what if the scariest thing about AI isn't any of that?
Okay, I'm listening.
What if the real danger is that AI makes war too easy?
Oh, that's interesting.
If war becomes just pushing buttons, letting algorithms do the fighting, do we lose sight of the human cost?
It's possible.
Will we be more likely to go to war?
Yeah, maybe.
Will we forget about trying to find peaceful solutions?
That's a scary thought.
It is. It really is.
And it should make us all want to be more careful.
Yeah.
More thoughtful about how we use AI.
We have a responsibility.
You do.
To shape this technology. To guide it.
To make sure it serves us.
Not the other way around.
Right.
So let's all keep learning. Keep asking questions.
Keep pushing for a future where AI is used for good.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's about all the time we have for today.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI and warfare.
It was great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And to everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.